One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Starting this episode, like I start all the episodes, by thanking you guys. Thank you very much for supporting anything I do. I don't care what it is, shows, merch, whatever. Supporting this show is a huge one. Thank you for watching this show. Thank you for, look, this is such a fun show. We're bringing people's past to life. You're getting a lot more going on here. Also, make sure you check out the new tier on Patreon. You now get the Way Back, a day early, ad-free, censor-free, all that stuff. But you're also getting exclusive bonus content, episodes, fun stuff we're doing that you're not getting on the other tier or anywhere else. Very excited to introduce this guest sitting back here with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Des Bishop. Welcome to the Way Back, buddy.
Great to be on the Way Back.
Thank you for being here. Before we jump into all of it, just get it out of the way. Promote whatever you'd like, brother.
Yeah, so check me. All my shows are on desbishop.net. Who knows where I'll be, but if it's near you, it'll pop up. And you can check out my special of all people. It's on YouTube. And my Instagram's at desbishop. That should about cover it.
All right.
I can't shake the song. Do you remember the song? Back in the day when I was young and not a kid anymore. That now is now stuck in my head because of this show.
Because of what we're about to do?
Yeah. It's just, I love back in the day. The older you get, the more back in the day.
And you realize how those were, even though some of that was the worst time of your life, it's still the best fucking times ever.
Yeah, well, the nostalgia is a liar. Nostalgia really doesn't embrace the reality of the times. Nostalgia definitely is the rose-tinted glasses, man. So I'm more than happy to delve into the past.
Well, let's do it, dude. This seat here, you're 49, is that right?
49, November 12th, 1975.
You ever sit in this seat growing up anywhere? Or?
So these station wagon seats, we never had a station wagon. And I was always jealous of the station wagon. I thought station wagons were cool.
What were you got? How many in your family total?
We had three boys. So the first car we had was a Plymouth Duster.
Yeah, piece of shit. Al Bundy.
Yeah, Plymouth Duster. It was orange, so people thought it was the Dukes of Hazzard.
The General Lee.
Yeah.
And it then, is Mopar though.
And then my mother got a Ford Fairmont, a red Ford Fairmont.
There it is.
Yeah, we had like a later one, you know. But then we had a red Ford Fairmont, which was secondhand, like that. Yeah, that was our second car. And that was like We had that for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And then my mother got a Mercury Cougar. The first Cougar, time we bought a new car.
A lot of people. I guess I'm going to say
a 1983 Mercury Cougar, a Prox.
Because it's the knockoff of what Ford is. It's the Ford Lincoln Mercury family, but they're like
No, Mercury was actually above.
Above Ford?
Yeah, Mercury and Lincoln were both the higher than Ford.
I didn't realize that back then. There it is. One of these guys.
Ford Cougar. Yeah, well, actually might have been a little earlier or a little later than that because it was a little cooler looking than that. But it was. I remember thinking that was a great car with velour seats. Like this, actually. Yeah, a little velour.
Did you ever ride in this? Any neighbors? Any friends?
Yeah, so other people had station wagons. I thought it was really cool. Sitting back. My cousins, the Palazzolos, had a station wagon. They had seven kids, so you'd sit in the back.
Yeah, you had to back then. That's before the minivan and everything.
Like, try to get people to react to you and stuff. Do you know what I was thinking recently? Because I'm doing some nostalgia bits, and I completely forgot that we used to try to get trucks I forgot about that.
Let me tell you something.
Now kids are on their phone.
Yeah, we talked about it on here. Oh, just on one episode.
But I forgot about that. I only remember that recently.
No, but we got so many truckers responded saying that they love it as much as the kids do. And I was like, fuck yeah.
I used to love it, man.
We love it too, bro. Yeah, like made your whole day when you were a kid.
Oh, man, I wish we could go. Because I was going to include that because I have all these bits about my friend's kids talking about how like it was easier for us. And I was trying to give all these examples. And one of the things I thought of was like, oh, you guys, you know what used to entertain us? We used to get the truckers to do that. But I haven't actually done it yet, but I'll probably try it now this weekend.
Oh, wait till you have kids, bro. You'll be doing it forever.
Do kids these days make the truck? Oh, they still do it?
Oh, I tell my daughter, I'm like, get this guy here and she'll do it. No, they'll hit it. They love it. If they see it, they love it.
I didn't know it was still happening. That's the problem with waiting so long to have kids.
You get out of touch with what's going on in the kids' world.
You don't know what stuff carries over.
That's right.
You know?
Oh, this carries over for real.
Yeah. You know what doesn't carry them? We were early risers. I'll tell you what doesn't carry over. Being up before TV began.
Yeah. Why are you getting up so early?
All my life I've been an early riser. I woke up at 5:30 this morning. It's just the way it is. My parents were cursed with children that woke up at the crack of dawn. You, huh? But so much so that the rule, they didn't get up till 7, so we were just left to our own devices in the morning. So I would get up before TV and I'd have to wait for the Patchwork Family to come on.
What's the Patchwork?
That was just some show that was on like Channel 11.
The Patchwork Family.
But before that, I was looking at fucking Fuzz or at the Colors. You know?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I need to include that in my thing. It's like these kids have never watched Fuzz.
Yeah, this is like a knockoff.
I used to wait for that, man. That shit used to come on. But it came on before Sesame Street. It was Patrick Family, then Sesame Street, then Mr. Rogers. I watched all those every morning because we were up. My parents never put me to bed because I always fell asleep on the couch. They carried me to bed. I was never made to go to bed.
No, you never.
And I was
never
woken
bedtime.
Up unless it was like really early. We were doing something.
And you can still do that. Your body still gets you up early.
I'm cursed.
Are you the dude that can do that?
I have a farmer. I got the work. I got the body clock of a farmer and the working hours of a stripper. Cursed. Cursed in my life with bad timing.
Well, you also spent a lot of time in Ireland. We have not had anybody here that's had childhood stories.
Yeah, so I went to Ireland when I was 14.
Let's hear about it. 1990. Let's hear some good stories.
So I flunked out of St. Francis Prep in Fresh Meadows, Queens. Had a big problem with alcohol at a young age.
So they sent you to the capital.
Well, that's the joke. So they saw the potential of my alcoholism. They thought, let's send him to the fucking World Series,
the
baby.
Mecca the World Cup. Alcohol.
I mean, it's not 100% true, but it's definitely funny as a joke. So I went to Ireland 1990, August 26, 1990.
To what? A boarding school, you said?
Boarding school in the southeast, Wexford, St. Peter's College. Put it up. You'll see how Hogwarts this motherfucker is. And then, unfortunately, if you Google St. Peter's, bad shit comes up. But luckily, nothing bad came to me. But bad shit did happen there. St. Peter's College, Wexford. They call the boarding schools colleges in Ireland. That's where I went to boarding school. Yeah.
That does. Shit.
The building left of the church is actually the seminary. So we ate breakfast and had evening meals with the guys that were studying to be priests. So that's
all boys.
It's no longer a boarding school because bad things did happen there, but it's still a school though.
Any building that looks
like that had terrible shit happening. Is that your class? Actually, you know what? Just out of curiosity, put in Des Bishop St. Peter, see if anything comes up. That is exactly, I took that picture back in 1993. Oh, that's me in my school uniform. Look,
where?
right there with me and David Hayes. You go the one next to it is bigger. Yeah, that's me and David Hayes. That was night. That was I was in St. Peter's, but that's my school uniform without the tie. That'll tell you. We were talking earlier, and you were like, that's where you got the
Irish haircut like a motherfucker, right?
Well,
here.
I had a sheep's head, man. Yeah. I had a real sheepy head back in those days, man. So that's me and my.
How old are you here?
I'm like 16, 17.
Okay, at that school.
Yeah, St. Peter's. So anyway, that's actually coincidentally enough, we were talking about that earlier, but that's me with my dad. I brought him over.
Yeah, that looks like some bad shit happened at that place.
Yeah, no, it really did. Just for shits and giggles, put in St. Peter's College Wexford Ferns Report, and let me just freak you out for just 2 seconds.
Yeah,
we won't hold on it because it's pretty heavy, but put in Ferns, F-E-R-N-S report. So St. Peter's was actually kind of the beginning of the downfall of the Catholic Church. There's my principal. So this guy, Donald Collins, was my principal. The fucking pedophile.
He's got a Wikipedia page. Because
he went to jail. He went to fucking jail. That's why. Right?
Okay, here he is. He was appointed principal.
Yeah, they called him Slinker. This is crazy. We called him Slinker. So we called him Slinker. And so this is the true story, but I used to joke about it. He's called him Slinker, and people say, why do we call him Slinker? They say, because he's a fucking pedophile. And I was like, well, shouldn't we fucking do something about it?
Right.
But he actually was. So here, you want to hear a crazy, so this is supposed to be a lighthearted show. Okay, so, right? The first report subsequent to the 1966 allegations, right, came to mm-hmm. Bishop Comiskey's attention, right? So in 1991, he's sent to counseling in Florida for his fucking sexual abuse, right? So guess who so he flies to New York first. Guess whose house he goes to on his way to this thing? Of course, we have no idea. He's on his way to Florida to get counseling for the fact that he's a fucking pedophile. And he stops in our fucking house on the 4th of July, 1991, and hangs out with us on the day, having no idea.
Do you know he's going to where
we have? I only found out when I read the Ferns report.
And he's at your house during this?
1991, that's on his way to Florida.
Crazy.
He stops at our house. That's how deluded this guy was, right? And he was attached to a parish in Florida. Anyway, he was charged in 95, 21 counts of indecent assault. He was my principal.
Jesus.
Father Collins, Slinker.
What finally got him? Just so many.
You can read it there. You know, I actually never looked at his Wikipedia.
Damn.
So the Ferns report came out. So the Ferns report was the first report of child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. This is literally like the beginning of the domino goes to Boston,
to Baltimore,
all these places.
That's where I'm from. That
it's
whole
heavy
Keeper
jelly, though. We're not going to stay focused on that because it's heavy jelly.
But
anyway,
why. Okay.
So sorry, I didn't mean to take it dark. No. But
what are you guys doing? Like, what kind of shenanigans and trouble are you getting into at this boarding? So it's boys.
Well, I was 14, so. I'll tell you one memory I have. So the dorms were like cubicles, so almost like a prison, but they're cubicles. They're not all the way up, but you have a private cubicle with an open door, no door shut. So I remember when Nirvana's
"Smells Like Teen
Spirit." "Smells Like Teen Spirit" comes out. We loved moshing to that. And I remember that song got so big. So we would always put it on, and then we would all like fucking jump all over each other and on somebody's bed in this fucking cubicle. And it was kind of fun, honestly, man. Like, I probably won't send my kids to boarding school, but I actually loved boarding school. Boarding school suited me. We had supervised study.
You liked it, huh?
I loved it. The camaraderie with the boys. You know, because when I was in St. Francis Prep, like, I was so distracted by women and booze. And, you know, like, I was so distracted. Then I got to this, like, it was like going back in time, going to our 1990. Not now. You wouldn't notice as much now. But back then, man, like, Queens, New York to Wexford in 1990 was literally like going in a fucking time machine. I was drinking, smoking weed, already lost my virginity. I go in, these kids, like, none of them are even next nor near that kind of shit.
Really?
Yeah.
So why are they in the school then?
No, that's normal boarding school. It's not like, it's not a fucking military
you're
school.
You're the one that's in.
Yeah. Well, so a couple of kids were, you know, but gotcha. A lot of them just, you know, it's just, you know, it's a good education, all that mm-hmm. type of shit. So I actually loved the camaraderie with the boys. I liked the absence of women. It was like less distractions. And, you know, after I got over the initial homesickness, like just being in a new country, it was pretty cool. Obviously being away from home wasn't ideal, but, you know, the memory I have, which won't resonate really with Americans, is to this day, I hate the smell of real coal, because during those horrible winter months, my first winter in Ireland, I did get a little bit homesick. I was the only time that I really longed to be home was like February of 1991. And I used to stay with my cousins in Waterford. And then when I would get the bus to, you know, the bus back to Wexford, and I would get off the bus in miserable cold Irish dampness. You've never experienced dampness till you've been to Ireland. Like, the walls drip in Ireland, which coincidentally enough, I used to do a joke about St. Peter's. I was like, if I was the walls in St. Peter's, the things I'd seen, I'd be crying too. But it was actually just moisturized or just condensation. So anyway, if I smell cold to this day, I think about those walks from the bus back to boarding school. And I was a little bit depressed then. But honestly, the rest of the time, I loved it. I learned about hurling. You want to look up hurling? I'd never held a hurl in my life. So I'd never held this stick that's hurling.
Oh, it's right? High line. Yeah,
it's kind of like lacrosse, but a lot more dangerous than lacrosse.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, so I just, like, it was all new to me.
Like, can you rock somebody in that, like a rugby hit? Can you crush them?
You can body check like hockey, but you can't tackle. You can't tackle. And my school was a big hurling school, so I didn't get good enough to play because these guys have been playing since they came out of the womb. But you know, I played a bit, and it was fun. I have to say.
All right, let's talk about skating rinks because I was a big skating rink guy.
So Laces was like where all the parties were.
Where was this?
It was New Hyde Park. Nassau County, because I grew up in Queens, but we were on the eastern side of Queens. So we were basically at the end of Queens, the end of New York City. So very quickly we got over the border. I actually haven't seen a picture of Laces in a long time.
There it is.
Wow. So, you know, it was just, there it is, man.
Whoa, that's big inside.
Dude, it used to be awesome. The video games around the side.
Is it?
And
oh, that's bad.
And they always showed one video.
Look at all the new skaters with their walkers out there.
Yeah, man. But there was always that one, the one good skater.
Is that a rail?
That would be like skinny.
Yeah, of course,
wow,
of course.
God, I haven't looked at that. I remember those lightning lights.
Yeah.
You know?
And you say the games are around the perimeter and stuff?
Yeah, all around there was snacks. Like video games. And then there was a party room in the back corner. And then there was a screen, but they would only show the video once. I always remember they always showed All Night Long by Lionel Richie. And that would be on. And there's actually a skater in that because I always remember like, oh, the skater. But there was always one fucking asshole that was like going too fast, you know? And then there was couple skate.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking awesome. So it was still around, luckily.
Are you drinking at the time you're going to hear?
Originally,
stuff?
No, because it was like when we were kids. Mm-hmm. But then you go through a period where you're too old to go to the Laces birthday parties. But then you get old enough to go to Laces with your friends. So you're no longer with your parents. You're just going to Laces. Like, what are we going to do today?
Like
we're going to Laces.
And stuff.
And then couple skate. You would ask a girl to skate. And like hold their hand while you were going around.
Mm-hmm. The best. A girl could skate backwards was like, you
know that I'm so embarrassed. I never skated backwards.
Me either. It's the girl's job. Yeah.
That's All Night Long, right? Oh, that's skating at Laces. Wow.
No, that's actually skating.
That's a show, man. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Look at these guys.
Yeah.
These are the guys that would whip through while you're trying to just get your balance and shit. You're like, come on, bro.
Yeah, the guys that could go backwards. And, you know, because like some people, obviously, that was their whole jam was like being at Laces. Mm-hmm. And then I remember Carrie McKenna, we're still friends to this day. She messaged me recently. We were like going out for like 2 weeks. You know, you just hold hands, kiss on the lips, goodbye. And they had the grappling game. Grappling games were kind of new back then. And I wanted to get her like a present.
The claw thing?
Yeah, the claw.
Yeah.
I wanted to get her a present. I ended up spending like 20 fucking bucks trying to get her a goddamn stuffed animal. And they all made fun of me. They were like, how much money did you spend on that? You could have just bought a stuffed animal for like maybe 20 bucks is too much because back then with inflation. Man, I remember that desk. And then you'd get their shitty skates. You know, what's your size?
Let me tell you something. I still go roller skating. Mm-hmm, with my daughter. I still can skate. I go out here to Moonlight Rollerway. And let me tell you something. The skates, I think they're the same fucking skates. Like the boot is the same. They got new trucks and wheels, but the boots and laces are that tan thing with orange wheels, orange stopper.
Parents would always get mad because you like go too fast into the get off air. You know, then you'd end up on the carpet, you'd fall over. Yeah, Laces was.
Did you have a birthday party here?
I probably didn't. You get the shitty like frozen pizza
right there, Kirsten. No skates.
Those are them.
That's it.
That's
them. That is 100% what they still look like.
At really?
100%. They look exactly like those
skates. I remember them well.
Yeah.
God, I wonder, am I in any of those pictures, man? Laces. Look at that. That's like some kid's party. You know, the Mets won in 86, riding high.
Yeah, right.
Dude, that was us, man. That was literally us.
Laces. Yeah, we had parties at we would have them at the roller rink was big. McDonald's was another one.
Yeah, we had parties. Springfield Boulevard McDonald's had like one of the indoor play areas with like a merry-go-round that you could make so fast that it was like insanely dangerous, which I thought would have been gone by now, but I just noticed at a playground in West Hampton recently that they still have one that kids can spin around. I was like, damn, that's pretty dangerous.
Dude, ours
there's
was
a danger
metal
for 2024.
Shit. It wasn't any of this,
ours was Springfield McDonald's, but not that one. But you know those types of ones.
We have roof hopping on your list. We went pool hopping because where I grew up, it's all above ground pools. Unlike here, which is all in ground pools. Yeah. Maryland's above ground, so you hop, hop, hop. What is roof hopping? What
do you do? We did a little bit of pool hopping, but in Queens, there wasn't that many above ground pools.
I believe it. Yeah.
So my brother's 2 years younger than me, but he's the one that got me into roof hopping because him and his buddies.
It's like parkour shit early before?
Kind of like parkour. Right? Yeah, because in Queens, a lot of like row houses or close houses together. And the houses that had the, always growing up in our neighborhood because we had like an alleyway. Mm-hmm. So we had roofs that were just one after the other. So we would just hang out on the roof. But that wasn't roof hopping. That was just going on the roof. And then somebody would be like, get off my roof. You're going to give me a leak. But then when we got older, my brother got into it. You would hop from like garage to garage, but some of them were hard and some of them were dangerous.
Yeah.
So the idea was to get from one block to the other just by roof hopping. So it was a little like parkour and that was fun. But that was, my brother got me into that. My buddies weren't into that. The Z Cavaricis, bro. That was the Guido. The Guido era. So that was like the late 80s, early 90s. Z Cavaricis became a thing. I don't know if you remember them.
Well, yeah, of course.
They were really
I remember
expensive.
Z Cavaricis.
You got to get a pair of Z Cavaricis.
Designer, yeah.
So that's when everybody wanted to be Italian.
Necklace out, too.
That's
Everybody's
when everybody wanted
neck.
To be Italian, man. Yeah. And that picture to me is very embarrassing, actually. So that was in my wannabe Guido era. And the fact that I put that on the internet haunts me, especially right now.
Right.
But that's a four-leaf clover around my neck, my little bit of Irishness.
Is that it?
Yeah, because my sponsor for confirmation bought me that. So that was, and then in Ireland in like 1993, I gave it to my girlfriend of the time just like to borrow. But in Ireland, they didn't have that thing of like, you give the necklace and then you get it back. And she never gave it back. And then she lost it. So I actually lost that. I'm not going to name her, but I gave it to her to wear while we were going out and we broke up. She'd already lost it. I never got it back. So that was
you're a good Irish boy, a Catholic boy. I'm Catholic Italian, and we had too. So you're baptized, communion, confirmation. You got it.
I
all
was an
the
altar
paperwork.
Boy and a reader.
Oh, really?
Oh, see, I was super. Far. We were super Catholic. I can remember every church song in Ireland because everyone's Catholic. I do a lot of material about church songs because everybody knows them. So I often have like 5 minutes in my show where we're just literally singing hymns. That was actually my confirmation. That's my confirmation outfit.
Look at you back there. I see it. Little
That's actually, there's, there it is because he just bought it for me. That's actually my confirmation outfit. And my brothers are wearing their, so Aiden gets the hand-me-down. So that was originally bought for me or Mike in the Miami Vice days. So Aiden there is wearing what was originally like a Miami Vice blazer. That's my youngest brother there, Aiden. Who's also a comedian.
Is he?
Yeah. My brother Mike was the sports star. He had a trial for Arsenal. He was sent to London when he was under 16.
He had a trial for Arsenal?
Yeah.
That's massive,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah. And that's my dad and my mom's. So obviously, I got my dad.
Did he play or coach? What did he do?
He's a coach now. He coaches North Shore High School.
Man,
they just had the best season they've ever had. He was a great soccer player.
Wow.
Yeah. So my mother,
he
couldn't get any more 80s than
play
my mother.
Too?
No, they didn't go to Ireland. My brother Aiden went to Ireland, but only after he became a comedian. I told him to come over and get better.
The haircuts are so good. Look at your brother. I had that one too,
parted down the middle.
And then just feathered off to the sides a little. Your mom's rocking that.
And I had curly hair when I was younger. That was
really
right,
curly.
That
hair.
Was right when it started getting curly. It fucking drove me crazy. That hair, that outfit. That was the style at the time. Cardigan, turtleneck, chain. And I can't remember what pants I was wearing. But my mother has a very 80s kind of Farrah Fawcett vibes.
Where's this family going on vacation?
Well, this is actually not my house. This is my grandmother's house.
Oh, it's your grandma.
That's the side of my grandmother's house, which is where my mother grew up and where I lived the first 2 years of my life. So around this time, right after that, we went to Disney World. But before that, the only vacation we ever had was to Seaside Heights, New Jersey, which is not fancy. We'd never been away. The only other time I stayed in a hotel in my life, which actually came later, was like for my brother's soccer tournament. But we stayed in like a shitty motel a block and a half off the beach in Seaside Heights, which I think is more well known now for like Jersey Shore.
Oh, is that where they shot it?
I think it's near there.
It's right there. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there you
but
go.
But at that time, honestly, I thought it was the coolest play ever. The boardwalk, the rides.
Yeah, the smells.
They had
the
like
sights,
a, you know, they had like a cable car, you know, like what do you call them? The, you know, like a ski lift, but just it goes
gondola
along.
Gondola thingy.
Just you sit on it though. It goes along the shore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love that vacation. It was literally like a shitty motel like that that we stayed at with a pool. And
this is what I always say the West Coast doesn't understand. This is very similar to Ocean City, Maryland, where we would go to. And people here, it's a day trip. You just go to the beach, hang out for a couple hours. There, it's your vacation.
Yes.
You pack up the family. You go there for whatever, a week, a long weekend.
We did a week.
Yeah.
And we were all packed into this room. There was like, you know, two queens. Myself and my brother slept in one. My parents slept in the other. And I guess we had a cot for my brother. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. You know, hanging out there and the shitty food. And I mean, I would never bring my kids there, but that's my own snobbery because actually I loved it.
I took my daughter. We just took her to Ocean City. I've taken her a couple times. Yeah, hell yeah.
But I think Ocean City has a little more class than
Maybe
Seaside
a little
Heights.
More. And, it's still wild and stuff, but it's something that, you know.
Look, they have pliables now. There was no fucking pliables when I was there. Where's that? That's Seaside Heights. Now, Seaside Heights was very damaged by Sandy. So a lot of it's like probably like freshened up because they had to almost completely rebuild it.
Yeah.
But that was our first family vacation because normally during the summers, the Mineola pool had like a community pool. But in those days, you were allowed to be from Queens and pay and go to Mineola Pool Club. And it was awesome. Back then, they had a high diving board. I think they got rid of it for insurance purposes, but we used to just dive off the high diving board and try to soak the lifeguard.
Yeah,
and if you soaked the lifeguard, they put you in like, you had to sit in the bleachers for 10 minutes. You couldn't go on the board.
See, we used to go, look this one up, Kirsten. It was called Freedom Swim Club. Let's see if, there it is.
There it is, yeah, all these community pools.
So this is, now we didn't have money to join this either, but we knew everybody that, you know, all our friends would go, so you were allowed to bring like
a
friend.
Yeah, you bring a guest pass, like a paper guest pass for
the
day.
I'd be the paper guest pass for the day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is where we'd go here.
We used to have that.
And then at night, they would lock it up, but it wasn't, back then, you know, there weren't cameras and alarms and shit. It was just a regular fence, no barbed wire at the top, so we'd climb.
Oh, you'd
get in there
at night?
Yeah, and swim in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I my Mineola days were done by the time I would have been old enough to do that. But like once a month at Mineola, they would have like a night swim. Mm-hmm. And then the parents would hang out. I think a lot of the parents used to get like lit up. But I used to love the night swim was like an event, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember, because my brother was my middle brother, the sporty one, was the fittest, you know? So they would have like a Mr. Mineola competition.
Oh, yeah.
And my brother got third once because he went up there. He's like naturally ripped. And when the competition came, he did like a, and he got a huge laugh and won Mr. Mineola. It was fun. It was fun, man. I have to say that was like a happy childhood memory. It's funny how when you're a kid, you could just be in the pool all day.
Man, that's what I thought.
And
tell
I never peed in it because I believed
it would turn red.
I believed it.
I'm still, to this day, I'm still scared of that.
Yeah,
still traumatized. I've never seen it happen anywhere.
I know.
Anywhere but a TV or a movie. I've never seen
it's
any.
Never
and
happened.
You know
it's not real.
Kids are peeing in that thing all day.
My wife, I shouldn't out her, but she's a big pee in the pool person. I'm like, yo, you can't pee in the pool. But she pees in the pool.
And she's like, whatever, I'm going to pee here. It's got chlorine in it.
My cousins had an above ground pool and they had a sign outside it that said, welcome to our ool.
Yep.
You know
please,
that one?
Yep. Please.
Notice there was no pee in it. Please keep
it
that way.
Yeah, yeah.
That also stopped me from, I never peed in the pool.
Dude,
I still don't pee in the pool.
We used to get, it was me and my two brothers and I had two cousins. They had an above ground pool and we would get in and we would just start running in a circle. To make
the whirlpool. Oh, dude,
and
I love the whirlpool.
We'd
and then switch
all
it.
Be running and running and running and then nobody would say anything. We'd just give eyes and we'd grab my little brother, just kick him in the middle.
Yeah, I forgot about the whirlpool. And then just you'd have to switch it up. It'd be so hard at the beginning to switch it.
Run it around the other way. Yeah.
I just love the
it was crazy. Because
you can't really do that in a
And they, Kirsten, look this up. Look above ground pool with wooden deck. So that's what they did next. They put the wooden deck on.
My cousins had the wooden deck.
Right now we're jumping off the shitty fucking ladder thing. And we're trying to go, we're diving into in-ground pools, which you're never supposed to do. Yeah, like that. By the way, it wasn't that nice, but
that's
it was
nice.
More of a platform, I should say.
Yeah, Kelly Hogan used to have like a proper wooden deck.
And then we would try to dive through the fucking, you know, inner tube in an in-ground pool.
Oh, do that all the time. So dangerous. My cousins used to, so they had like a porch and the porch roof got close to the pool. My cousins would dive off the fucking porch roof.
Jesus. In an in-ground pool?
In an in-ground pool. That's how that is. People are always like, what was it like growing up in the 80s? It's like, you could dive off roofs into four feet of water. Yeah. That's what it was like. Yeah.
That's great.
And the lining was just like
vinyl.
Just you could feel the sand underneath.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Nobody's was smooth.
Love that the above ground. That's a very like suburban American thing.
Yeah, man. Above ground pools.
Long Island kids would make fun of us for having above ground pools.
Yeah.
Because you weren't allowed to have them in Queens. You know, you weren't.
Oh, is that right? You weren't even allowed.
No, you weren't allowed. Oh, so you just you had no choice.
I see.
Yeah. Whereas in Long Island, they had in-ground pools.
Yeah.
They were fancy.
Man, that's how funny it was. If you grew up with us and you had an above-ground pool, we were like, man, they got some money.
Yeah.
If you had an in-ground pool, we're like, you're rich.
That's rich.
Like, man. That's what we really thought rich was, having a pool in the ground.
Yeah.
Money was having one above the ground.
It's funny. When I was a kid and we would go out to like Smithtown, Long Island, like the real burbs, these streets to me, they look like fucking mansions. But now in adulthood, I realized our house was more expensive. In my mind, I was like, wow, these people have money. I was like, no, they fucking paid half the amount of money, but they pay a lot of property tax.
That's right. Man, this was fun, Dez. Thank you for doing this, buddy. Oh,
thanks for having me.
Promote one more time, please.
Yeah, so go to desbishop.net for all my tour dates, at desbishop on Instagram, and check out my special Of All People on YouTube. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Make sure you check out the new tier on Patreon. You're getting a lot of exclusive bonus stuff over there. You're not getting anywhere else, including the first tier. All right? Check it out. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.